Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are live outside of Kinnick Stadium. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are recording this program for Monday's broadcast, but it is Saturday.
Yes.
It is Saturday, and we are rolling at a little before 3 o'clock Central Time.
It's game day.
You know, when I went to college, I had a humanities professor. And for some reason, he had a lot of kids come through his class, and he had one particular piece of advice that he constantly said.
Really?
What was that?
He said, "Just the tip." That is my hungover and horrible way of introducing, ladies and gentlemen, the Just the Tip band to get our show started today.
Just the tip.
Just the tip, man.
I know this one.
That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
Yeah.
In heaven there is no beer.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
And on that note, start the music, Slim.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, Professor, the Dean of Science wants to know how soon you can see him. He says he's tired of cooling his heels out here.
Tell him I'm cooling a couple of heels in here. How much am I paying you fellas?
$5,000 a year. But we've never been paid.
Well, in that case, I'll raise you to $8,000 and a bonus. Bring your dog around. I'll give him a bonus, too. And I say to you, gentlemen, that this college is a failure. The trouble is we're neglecting football for education.
Exactly. The professor is right.
Oh, I'm right, am I? Well, I'm not right. I'm wrong. I just said that to test you. Now I know where I'm at. I'm dealing with a couple of snakes. What I meant to say was that there's too much football and not enough education.
That's what I think.
Oh, you do you? Well, you're wrong again. If there was a snake here, I'd apologize. Where would this college be without football? Have we got a stadium?
Yes.
Have we got a college?
Yes.
Well, we can't support both. Tomorrow we start tearing down the college.
But Professor, where will the students sleep?
Where they always sleep, in the classroom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world. From outside of Kinnick Stadium in scenic, beautiful Iowa City, Iowa, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com, courtesy of the greatest radio affiliate a radio show could have, the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
Yeah.
Now, don't be confused. I've got to say this because this is for our Monday broadcast, so it's Monday, October 17th, but it's really not.
Yeah, no, not really.
You know what? You could fool
Oscar.
What day is it?
I'm not like those TV people that, they actually say that it's another day and they fake it. I can't do that. But anyway, we are over 9.5 million downloads, still growing every day. Our show today brought to you by Encore Insurance Services,
Encore.
LLC. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Maybe.
Encore.
Encore!
Everybody just calm down. Encore.
Encore!
May be able to help. I'm not feeling well.
Do
I look great?
You do.
Do I look great?
I thought we almost lost you during the show open, but you came back nice.
Thank you. For a free quote.
What was that?
Reading 101. I will read now.
How much is the quote?
I am a professional broadcaster. For a free quote, visit SmartTerm. That's two words, SmartTerm.com, or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer information at SmartTerm.com. Encore!
Encore!
Insurance Services, official sponsor of Road Trip 2011, and our final destination, Kinnick Stadium, where tonight... Hawks are going to win.
Yeah.
Well said.
Wildcats.
That was really well said, wasn't it?
Hawks going to win.
All the prep is really paying off, Mike.
Because
you're not fooling anybody.
You want a little nappy?
Because I don't want to forget, we're going to do some thank yous at the front of the show,
okay,
as well as
we should,
the middle and the end. But first of all, we want to thank all the good folks over at KCJJ, Steve Bridges, Tom Suter, Tommy Lang. We want to thank a phenomenal human being and a guy that we've had the pleasure of getting to know, Bill Windauer, class of 1973.
Yeah.
And, really, Bill.
There he is!
Bill Windauer.
Yes.
We're going to talk to Bill a little bit later, but you rock, and we wanted to thank you before. So we don't forget, we're going to thank you at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Also, I want to thank Mark and Doug Ginsburg of Ginsburg Jewelers here in Iowa.
Ginsy.
I want to say thank you, but also, why did you have to break out the rye whiskey last night?
Oh,
Yeah, Mike, I'm sort of to blame, I'm afraid.
Thanks, Rob. Well said. Anyway, also, Roman Terrell, our equipment guy who got everything over here, the Holiday in Coralville for our arrangements over
there. Roman.
And a little bit later, we're going to talk. Is it Kevin Kasten?
Yes.
That's right.
From the Iowa Marching Band. And apparently, I'm going to have the honor today of Tommy. We still go for that, or have they changed their minds? Have they come to their say? Tommy, that's not encouraging when you go, I don't know.
Go to Mark's mic.
Right over there, Tommy. Tommy Lang from KCJJ. So
Kevin said it was still on as of yesterday. It's Kasten's with an S, by the
Kasten's
way.
With
plural.
Thank
not
you.
A big, he's bringing in free hats, too.
Free hats.
Nice,
I love free hats.
Yeah.
So there is still the chance. Well, even more than a chance. I am scheduled to conduct the fight song.
Last I heard. Unless
right.
something happened last
Tommy,
night I wasn't told about.
Tommy Lang.
I don't know what happened to you after 9 o'clock last night.
When I go to war, I want you in my foxhole.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Mike, it's 50-50.
It's 50-50 right now.
And you know what, Mike? When news breaks, the KCJ news team is there.
I would say don't wear the S&D T-shirt onto the field.
I don't have one on.
I noticed that.
I'm wearing the standard Iowa colors, and I'm wearing the standard sweatshirt, the hoodie.
He went out of his way
to
find this.
I saw that.
This is good. So I look forward to meeting him, and then I guess we'll find out when he gets here.
Yeah, he's going to bring some of the band with him to play.
Now, is this your buddy?
Yeah. He's a big fan of the station.
This is your main man?
This isn't just some random guy.
Okay. Well, we're delighted to be here. I want to thank you and Steve. We're going to get the Iowa football primer a little bit later on, so I know everything to do, how to behave, where everything's supposed to go, where you put the silverware, left to right. On today's program, you can't hang with co-eds.
Can't
and, you? Know, no.
Why not?
No,
I think
no,
you can.
No. There was just no way. We will review our evening last night on a... We have to.
Are we going to review it?
We have to, Mr. Ass.
Mike, are we going to review it or do our best to piece it together?
It was something...
fragments that we have existing in our memory.
Something to behold. And that will include, under that heading, Oscar the Loner.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You may have remembered on the last broadcast, Oscar said to me he was going to do everything in his power on this particular trip not to piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm here to say that string of successful evenings ended last night.
Oh.
Right. Day three, Mike, it came crumbling it down.
We'll tell you the whole story a little bit later on, but I believe I fired both Oscar and Mark last night.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
So,
see you guys.
And yet they're still here.
That's the third time you fired me.
Also, Rob the Toddler, we'll talk about that, and Steve and Tommy, we'll get them back on the show. And we are going to be joined by the Pep Band that's going to be joining us a little bit later
on? Yeah, that's Kevin. That'll be with him and his band.
Kevin Kasten's plural.
Right. And then... everybody should have the opportunity. We didn't thank Gain, our videographer.
Yes. Gain did a great job.
For fixing the RV.
And he fixed the RV.
Yeah.
We should talk about the RV.
We should.
Yeah.
We
That's
must.
Slander.
All right.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt Kashmir's feelings.
Listen, we're in an RV-rich environment here.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Now, we rented our little RV to come across the country 900 miles from just outside of Washington, D.C., all the way out here to Iowa. And I am not an experienced RV person. But
None
I think
of us
Rob
are.
Or someone said it best when he talked about the fact that these RVs are industrial strength from the chassis down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're just a
soda cans.
A can of tuna fish
right.
from the chassis up.
Right.
Well, the rolling porta potties.
I mean, I am so glad that you know that nobody hit us or
this.
Because really that thing is rattling around. Everything is breaking.
You might as well have made the entire structure out of China.
Are we gonna get our money back for that RV?
I want at least half back.
I'm also glad we didn't hit anybody else with the stairs.
I think we should do. Yeah, the stairs. We're driving along and would this be just outside of Chicago?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That is part of town.
This is not when you're and I'm piloting the RV. Uh-huh. 45 feet
in the rain
of aluminum and steel in the rain
visibility
with 18
zero.
Wheelers all around me, and suddenly a car comes up on the right, and I wish this was TV because
waving.
he goes
it's a downward wave
leans out of your attention. He goes and he's like grinning.
Yeah.
He's grinning.
Yeah.
So I said, what's he doing?
Maybe
and I said,
listener.
What's going on?
Right. Wait, is that Mike O'Mara?
Right.
Yeah. That was how we really decided it was. We said it was probably a fan.
Because I'm so scary famous.
Yeah, they knew we were in an RV, and we're huge in Chicago.
I wish I had. You know, when you talk like that, I want sunglasses. Because I'm so scary famous. Anyway, he's waving, he's gesturing, and he's grinning. And I said, well, something's got to be wrong with the undercarriage of the RV. Something's got to be totally screwed up. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know what's going on. So I decide it's time to pull the home over.
Yes. That's right. Stop.
Which is, by the way, it ain't just pulling over a Prius.
No.
Oh, this is a big deal to pull this thing over.
You got to take your time.
I pull the home over, and the band of idiots gets out of the home.
Let's everybody get out.
To check it out. I have Mark Ronick, or was it you, Oscar?
I went up front, yes.
You went way up front to look underneath and
I'm
see if there's
the
anything
embankment.
There. Yeah. And then everybody comes back and says,
looks fine.
Everyone runs back in, and Oscar falls asleep.
Looks okay to me.
Probably just a fan.
No problem. Let's keep going to Iowa. No problem at all.
Keep on going.
Get back on. It was only, what was it, 7 hours later that we find out that the reason the guy was gesturing is because the steps.
We had the stairs out.
We had the stairs.
For half the trip.
Scraping along.
We might as well have been dragging a 5-foot aluminum step ladder across country. But he's pointing because Mike's famous. Meanwhile, sparks are flying out. It's like a fireworks
we're
display.
Such failed radio egomaniacs who are like, oh, he must be a fan of
had
ours.
To be a fan.
That's the only reason he's waving. No, he's waving because we have the stairs out on an RV going 70 miles an hour, which could have killed us all. And we figured that out. How did we figure it out eventually? I don't even know.
Well, we found a button that retracted the stairs.
Yeah. I believe RJ's point was, hey, there's a switch.
Yeah, well, we peeked out the door finally and we saw.
And here's the thing
out.
For Mr. Diaz, our illustrious engineer, Mr. French, my butler, Raymond Slow Moving Diaz.
Hey, I'm moving a whole lot faster now, Mike. Come on.
Why take the time when you go over all the details of this recreational vehicle, this 45 feet of death metal that we are driving along, why really take the time to pay attention to everything he was telling you? You knew nothing when you got in there except where the steering wheel was and where the gear shift was.
Well, that's not true, Mike, but yes, that was one thing that I cannot see is the stairs. Thank you.
Did you know how to retract the stairs?
Yes, but the deal...
No, I'm saying at the beginning. No, you didn't.
No, that's not true. Yes,
I
do.
If you knew how to...
Can I explain?
If you knew how to retract the stairs...
Can I explain? Can you?
If you knew...
Yes, I can, but he won't let me.
If you knew how to retract the stairs, you would have retracted the stairs.
Mike...
And you would have known how to move that floor thingy... So people don't fall down into the wheel well.
Oh, Mike.
What?
The switch isn't controlled by the passenger seat.
All right, I don't want
someone turned the switch off.
All right, whatever.
Thank you.
Thanks. Anyway,
I've got a name. RJ Details.
RJ Details.
Big potty.
But we're here.
That's never going to go.
We're here.
Right
stop
now.
It, Rob.
Jesus.
Oh, RJ.
I just like playing that. You know, when there's a large group of people around, turn it up, RJ. Let's let everybody see what's happening. Okay. So, somebody asked me the other day, hey, Mike O'Mara, what's your opinion on Northwestern's football program? There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's for the Iowa fan. Was that cool, Steve, to do that? You know, or should I not even mention the opposition? Is it okay to diss the opposition? Can you do that?
Slander.
Like if I say Northwestern, 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 there we go. I can do that, you know?
That's Northwestern in the back.
How does my tummy feel when I talk about Northwestern? There we go. Can I do that? That's fun. I like to do that anyway.
Steve?
But how do you feel about the Hawks?
Yeah.
Right.
Does Steve look like Mr. Bridges, you look like you'd rather have AIDS than be here right now.
Okay.
Are you happy to be here?
Wow, that's a little controversial.
I mean, look how unhappy he looks.
Steve, step up to the microphone.
Jeez.
Steve Bridges, step up to the microphone.
Don't be shy.
Come on, Steve. We have a mic for you. Right
this
here. Come on.
This is when the little man's outside his radio studio. I want to see how he does.
Like Steve Bridges.
Hey, Rob. How you doing, Rob?
Oh,
Steve.
Hey, Rob.
Here we go.
It's always Rob, isn't it? It's always Rob. How are you, Mr. Bridges?
Pretty good. This
round of applause for Steve
Bridges. Yeah. Way to go, Steve. Thank you.
King of Iowa.
It's the Captain Steve and Tommy Show. Mornings from, what, 5 a.m. till 3 in the afternoon?
About 3, 4, whenever you... it depends on how long your podcast is.
That's right. You, on average, because I've never asked you this, you do a great radio show. You're the highest rated thing here in Iowa,
yeah.
In Coralville, Iowa City. Everybody listens to you in this area. Everybody knows who you are. How your average length of broadcast, how long are you on usually on average every single day?
Until 11:15 or so.
And you start at what time?
5.
5 a.m.
We have to do two shifts to garner those ratings.
Mr. 43 share.
And how long have you and Tommy been working together?
Seven years, six and a half
years.
No, I started
in
05. Six.
And how long have you been allowing Tom Suter to come on the show?
Tom Suter's a troublemaker.
He's a trouble. He's right back. He's right down there.
Tom was the only one. No, when I got the station, Tom was the only one that kept.
Really?
Yes.
And he's technically the general manager.
He's the, yeah.
And you're the owner.
Yeah.
Technically. And you're the morning DJ.
Morning DJ.
Yes. And you're the bookkeeper.
President of Spiewak Fan Club. Yes.
Well, okay.
No. My wife is the
Spiewak Fan Club.
I'm sitting here doing. My God. I'm sorry.
He told me to.
That is such a lie.
Whoa.
I'm sitting here doing a kiss your ass interview. This is a pure suck up interview.
You know
for
that
me, you know?
I love you.
I don't
Mike
mention
O'Mara.
The fact that
you know
like,
that I love you.
You look
despite
like,
the fact when you first went on the radio. You guys said, of all the rinky-dink stations we've been on, this is the rinky-dinkiest.
And I think the fact that we're here is probably a testament to the success of my radio career.
I think so.
Right here. I love it. This is our second time out here.
We love you guys.
I'd like to come next year, too. I'd love to come every year because this is fantastic. But
it's beautiful.
Can we make this an annual event?
You better start trading now.
If it's in our power to do that, and let me just say Encore Insurance Services.
Encore!
Yeah. Never too early to get a client on the hook,
great.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
I'd love to come out here. This
We'd
is
love
different.
To have you every
year. We were here, Steve, a year ago, a little over a year
July.
Ago. We were here in July, so it was the middle of the summer. You gave us a little driving tour of Iowa City, and you took us by Kinnick Stadium. And at that moment, I remember I said to you, we got to come back here when there's a football game. We finally got the opportunity to do this. I will tell you, driving up here with our good friend Bill Windauer, who was so nice to help us out, it was nothing like I expected. It was so much bigger than I ever expected. The way that this town just transforms. This is for miles and miles and miles around. It's Iowa football. I've never seen anything
like
it.
We'll have between 90 and 100,000 by around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
It's absolutely astonishing.
Like a city.
And you've been coming to these Iowa games for how long?
Since the 60s.
Absolutely mind-boggling how special
Steve
this
started
is.
Honest coming. To God, this is... It's Christmas. 7 days out of the year, this is Christmas here.
Steve went to the first game where they did the forward pass when they brought it into the game. That's how long he's been coming.
Were they wearing leather helmets?
Like I said, Mike, you're the best.
Way to go, Steve. Thank you.
Were they wearing leather helmets when you back in your days? Did you play? You didn't play any ball.
Hey! Hey! Yeah, I'm Jewish. I can't help it. We don't know how to do things.
Oh, stop.
He never played the game, but he sold tickets.
We can manage very well.
We are good managers.
Oh, yeah. Money we're pretty good at.
Great.
He looks happy now.
All right.
I take back what I said
about
AIDS.
Money.
Now, should I ask you about I think we got a band. We
do.
Band here.
Yeah.
Steve, we will check back in with you.
See
but
you
really, thanks to you and Tommy and Bill and Tom and everybody at KCJJ. We are delighted.
Remember, a vote for Bridges is a vote for Iowa.
Yeah, that's your buddy, Rob. He just turned around and walked away. Didn't say thank you or anything else. Now
I'll speak to him about it.
Tommy, why don't you step up to the microphone so you can give me a little primer on what we have here.
All right, we have a...
Whoa!
I started early. It's okay, Tom. Kevin Castens is the director of the Hawkeye Marching Band.
Mr. Castens, how are you? Very nice to see you, sir. Mm-hmm. Come on over here.
Yeah, he's very nervous for somebody who appears in front of 70,000 people every weekend.
Kevin, thank you so much for coming here. Step up to the microphone, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Now, you are a fan of KCJJ.
Absolutely.
You listen and you
14
listen to
years.
14 years?
And Don and Mike show.
And the old Don and Mike show.
Well, thank you.
Show. And
you
the Mike O'Mara show. And now what? Whatever this thing is that I'm doing.
Podcasting.
The podcasting and the Lone Radio affiliate. We are delighted to have you here. Tell me all about what's going to be happening. What musically, what's going to be happening today? You do this. This is routine for
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, in addition to our traditional pregame show, at halftime, we're doing the Evolution of Dance.
Okay.
So we're going to have 6 minutes of nonstop music, dancing, you name the hit,
you
it's
want,
in it.
Would you like me to dance with
I
you
love
guys?
Dancing.
I'm nerded for my high energy
participation.
Yes. Wow. I'll see you on the field.
And of course, we have the Northwestern Band here as well. They're the visiting band.
Ooh. Oh, that. Oh, right. Boo. Right. But what other band did you say was here?
The Northwestern Band.
I hear it's two accordions and a slide whistle.
Although you could ask the band what they think of Purdue.
Hey, what do you think of Purdue?
I like that.
And this is the smaller version we have.
This
right
is the
here.
iClub band's little pep band we send around on occasion and
all right.
for special occasions.
Oh, yeah, nice. that's good. And what are they going to be performing for us?
Fight songs, and maybe if you have a request for a particular TV theme show theme.
The theme? Oh,
TV drama, maybe?
Well, why don't we start with the fight song, and then perhaps if Steve behaves himself, we will have the theme to Canon.
All right!
That'll be a lot of fun. All right, Steve, this is terrific. Take it away, guys.
In their matching Iowa uniforms.
The majorette put down her gum, and away we go.
Here we go.
Yeah!
That's what she'll be conducting later.
With the big group.
Full band.
Wow. Yeah. Don't blow it, Mike.
I'm really doing that.
You're really doing
that. Let
him choose the tempo.
Are you nervous?
Yeah. Now I'm. This is like the small version.
I mean,
of the
they're
band.
Right. The professionals.
And what time am I doing this exactly?
Anytime you can come down by the band.
Just Kevin, you picked band. A good quarters. Day because you got a good night's sleep.
He's fresh and ready to go.
I am ready to go. And now the theme from Canon, especially for Captain Steve and Tommy. Yeah. And this is the, what is the, it's not the full band, it's the I band.
The iClub band.
The iClub band performs the theme from Canon, ladies and gentlemen.
In color.
Such big Canon fans here in Iowa City. Steve can tell you what season that version is. What season is that?
What season was that from?
Season 2, that is correct.
I knew that.
Season 2. This is fantastic, the iClub band. And one more for the road? Or,
absolutely. Well, I thought, would you like to meet our featured twirler?
Absolutely. Bring the twirler.
This is Chelsea Russell.
Gorgeous.
Yes, sirree. Step right up. Hi there. Your name is?
Hello, I'm Chelsea Russell.
Chelsea, where are you from?
I'm from Williamsville, New York.
You're from New York?
Big Buffalo Bills fan, right?
Buffalo having a pretty good season this year.
They are. I'm really excited.
One of our sponsors for our trip is a Buffalo guy that stocked
really?
He stocked our RV with Pepsi. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Delicious, refreshing
that's
Pepsi.
That's what he did. And now, what is your impression of Iowa being from New York? Have you ever seen anything like this?
I love it. This is actually my fifth year and final year as the Golden Girl, so I've been here for a while.
Give Chelsea a nice round of applause.
Thank you for your service.
How high can you twirl the baton?
I would say around 50 feet.
Could you could you show me how to do it?
If you'd like, yes, of course.
Here we go.
You can take your mic with you, Mike.
Working in windy conditions.
There's an extra length on your mic.
I don't know if this
there.
Is a good idea, for the record.
Oh, it's going to be a great idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right, Holly, can I have the
microphone? Thank you. You're an athlete. You can probably catch
athletic.
It. Yeah, you've got a
portable mic.
I think, as anybody can tell by looking at this body, I am a gifted natural athlete.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm surprised. The baton looks so small when you hold it.
What is that, a toothpick?
Now, all right, now, how do you stand? Is there a stance? How about this?
Okay.
Standing by with a record.
Okay.
All right. Oh, wow.
The squatting stance.
Nice.
On, are we sumo wrestling or
can
what?
Can you do that demonstration again?
Hey, stop yourself.
We met pervert.
You behave yourself.
I was talking to you.
All right, so what are we doing?
Mike's ass. You're going to want to hold it in your right hand. So you're gonna...
Boy, if I had a...
This is my right hand. All right, very good.
So we're going to do something called a figure eight. And I want
figure
you,
eight.
Yes, I want you to pretend. What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Hey, good fat guy question.
Ben and Jerry's actually just came up with it. It was based on a Saturday Night Live skit.
No, second favorite.
I like Heath Bar Crunch.
Okay, I want you to pretend there's Heath Bar Crunch on your left side. And
where? Oh, what? I'm sorry.
Pretending.
Pretending, all right,
and
pretending.
On your right side, there's going to be a huge vat of hot fudge.
Oh.
Ooh, yum.
Wow.
God, this is the greatest
now
demo
he's distracted.
Ever. Are you sure she has to quit this year?
I had this dream
this
last
night. This is great. So hot fudge over here. Yeah. And ice cream over here.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be your ice cream.
This is my... I'm totally confused. All right, so this is my ice cream? All right.
This is your ice cream scooper.
This is the scooper.
Yeah. All right,
here we go.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Right. This is very impressive.
Now, I almost injured myself there.
Wow.
You did not warn me about the figure eight. I mean, that really, if I
that's
do the figure eight, I want... This is a respectable family show we're doing here, but that trajectory was not...
Yeah, Mike was just pretending to be a rabbi.
You're going to hurt
over
yourself.
Here. Okay.
Boy, you look just as good as her, Mike.
Shut up. Shut up, you.
You're so graceful.
I incidentally, for a man of larger carriage,
yes.
I have been told that I have the grace of a... Of an emu.
Oh, you know what?
I love their
Every
legs.
Every time they write about him in the press, they always mention how dainty he is.
After you do that side, you have to turn it over.
So this, yeah. And then this.
Teach him scoop and turn. Okay. Scoop and turn.
How about this? Watch this.
Now Mike is trying to twirl the baton like a
fix.
Not how you do it.
Wow.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the ice cream
I feel
is
like
melting.
Such a doofus right now. All right, I'm not doing it very. Can you do it? Can you like twirl and show us out? Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to see Chelsea. I want to see you do a throw up in the air. Not throw up in the air.
Well, that's Mike's job.
That was last night.
That's good. I'm gonna go back over here. I'm gonna
that
give you
that. Cool.
That was cool.
That's good. I'm gonna go back over here, and if you could do like
I
a little
thing
here.
I thought you were gonna throw it up in the air.
Huh? I don't want to. I'm gonna hurt somebody if I do.
It's,
that.
It's
I don't
a little
do that.
Windy. Can you do your best for us, though?
I like it when RJ points at the cord so I don't trip. This is Chelsea.
Look at that.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Look at that concentration.
Two batons, oh one God. In the air, one in her hand.
Jesus.
One in each hand.
That is great.
When do we break out the knives?
Yes!
Nice. Great job.
Awesome.
Jumping.
And now chainsaws.
Very beautiful.
She can do three?
Oh, she can do three.
Oh, watch this.
Oh, three.
You how about this?
Hold it, folks. Wow. You ain't seen nothing yet.
That's pretty impressive.
And she dances.
Wild dancing.
She's doing wild the Charles.
This is amazing.
This is great.
We've really wasted our lives.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, we can't do anything like that. Look how beautiful that is. Wow.
Amazing.
At any time,
amazing.
There are two batons in the air. That's
radio
Chelsea.
Does not
that's
do this.
Amazing.
Sadly. Well,
thank you, Chelsea.
Wish you
were
so here.
Congratulations.
Thank
have
you
a great
so much.
Rest of your senior year.
If only thank there is a way for people to see this on a DVD.
Kevin Castens, is there anybody else you want to introduce from your band here? You want to wrap up with one more tune for us?
Play us out.
This is
very
the,
cool.
This is the iTunes band, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Apple.
The iTeam. The i...
The itchy eye.
I team.
The eyes have it.
The iClub. iClub.
iClub.
iClub. Pep band.
The Iowa Pep Band, ladies and gentlemen. So much. We will see you later. Thank you very
much.
Let's hear it for the band, everybody.
Yeah.
Go Hawks. All right.
You know, Mike, do we know what time that you're supposed to be there?
Did we find that?
We haven't asked.
Wait, go ahead.
Yeah, please, here, Kevin.
I thought you were going to do that off the air. I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
What's that?
What time do you want him there to?
What time am I conducting?
Anytime's convenient. Actually, we can do it any quarter.
Okay, let's do it right now.
And what we're going to try to do is try to do it at a time when the Hawkvision cameras are over by our side of the Soviet ship on Hawkvision.
Nice. Perfect.
Wow.
Cool.
I understand that puts 70 pounds on you when you're on Hawkvision. That's right. We'll coordinate it with Kevin, and we'll get a time, and we'll go down there, and I'm looking forward to it, all right?
It'll be fun.
And congratulations on a fabulous band.
Thank you so much. You're doing a great job.
Appreciate Kevin Kastens, everybody!
Yeah. Nice.
Fantastic. I am very, very excited. I am looking forward to it. We will take a break, a short break, and when we come back, it's a little review of our evening on the Pet Mall in Iowa City.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are delighted to be here through the goodness of KCJJ, the mighty AM 1630.
Yeah.
Our second segment today is brought to you by Moore Broadcasting's Football Beat Show. Let's say you're into football like Mr. RJ Diaz. The Football Beat Show brings you the latest news and player information every Tuesday afternoon, and it's hosted by our good friend Lou Tranquilli of BFDFantasyFootball.com. It's the Football Beat Show podcast, Tuesday afternoons, available at moorebroadcasting.com/football and on iTunes. And I also want to remind everybody that coming up on Tuesday night, October 25th, that's going to be a week from Tuesday. I will be roasted by my good friend Mr. Tony Perkins and Mr. Rob Spiewak, and also my sort of good friend Lowell Melser, former intern. As
TV personality.
It's a fabulous roast.
Should be great.
Who do you think is going to be roughest on you?
I think you are.
I think
you've been saving up.
No.
This is all for the National Capital Chapter of the National MS Society, and it's the third annual Halloweeny Roast, a fundraiser to raise money for the National MS Society. And if we can, Mark, next week we will get the details on last-minute tickets where people can get
those. You got it. Yeah, I can do that.
I think they have a few more left. They want to sell them. Hey, it's May, for God's sake.
Right.
You know, they got to sell some tickets.
There's a couple tickets left. Act now.
Act now. Get them while they're hot.
That's right. Well, you can.
You know, that is this whole situation. I want to say, if Catherine, my daughter, is listening right now,
yes,
my 16-year-old junior in high school right now,
yes,
honey, we're taking a college trip to Iowa.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. I want you to see this campus.
Do you think this is a good
idea? I want you to see this experience.
Beautiful campus.
You know, I really have to be honest here. As someone who went to a school without the big football experience, American University, and to see this.
They have a chess team, don't they?
I've been saying this all weekend. You guys know that I've been saying this all weekend long, that one of my great regrets in life
not go to AU.
Is that I didn't study. I don't want to slam American University.
You just didn't have a big football program.
But I mean, American University would be two guys, you know, going to a soccer game with two guys with a kazoo. That would be the extent of school spirit. This is an entire state.
Yes,
that turns out the entire state of Iowa,
the region,
comes up the
really
road to Iowa City every single Saturday for these games. I am absolutely in love with this experience. There's nothing I've ever seen like
it. As much as we heard for the year building up to this, you're not going to believe what you see. You're not going to believe the size, the scope, the energy.
Right.
Everything was still undersold.
It's going to be huge.
RJ and I got here at 12 noon, 6 hours before kickoff,
right,
and it was still out of control, and it's getting bigger
all
the time.
All right, let's see if out of the crowd we can grab a recent alum. Do we have any, or is this mostly, when did you graduate Iowa? You're a senior. Step right up.
Come on up. That's good.
He's got a bag of beers.
I want to do a little recon.
Yeah, I appreciate a bag of beers.
He's got a T-shirt that says Universidad de Iowa. That's one of them. I want to get a little.
What does that mean, Oscar?
I actually wore this today for Oscar and RJ.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
I want to get.
Oh, thank you very much.
For
thank
my
you.
Daughter's sake. Because I'm very, very serious when I say I'd love to see her go to a school like this. To get into the University of Iowa, if you could just give me a blueprint, the GPA, your SAT scores. I mean, is it a walk in the park? There are a lot of very, successful people that graduate from this university.
Because I get the impression from looking at you, you weren't the most involved high schooler.
That's not fair.
I'm just
you're
guessing you didn't do
that
a lot of extracurriculars.
We could say the same of you.
Well, and you have. What was your extracurricular load like in high school?
Were you in the corn tossing club?
No.
Thank you.
Well said.
Let me ask you another question. What time did you start today?
About 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? That's okay. Nice. That's okay. I hear certain people start tailgating for these football games at about 7 o'clock in the morning.
For an 11 o'clock game, usually 7.
But I hear for even a night game, some people start at 7 because they just want to.
Oh, yeah. I pace myself so I can go out after the game.
They're called alcoholics.
You're a good man.
So first choice, the University of Iowa? Was it the first
yes,
choice?
Yes, I'm from Iowa City.
Iowa City, so you wanted to come here. And,
yes.
You know, what does the co-ed today, the high school student today, to prepare to get into this university, what does she need to do?
Ooh, well, I would consider myself a B student.
Okay. Good.
Nice.
I got my 2-year degree at the local community college before I transferred.
You eased your way in.
That's all right. Nice. So you made a transition from the 13th grade into the University of Iowa. That was your route. All right. So a good say a 3.5, 3.6 that can a 3.5, 3.6 do it?
Oh,
I'm getting
easily.
Some thumbs up.
Yeah,
easily.
And I'm pretty sure that guy's the dean of admissions. He just gave us a thumbs up.
And I'm told that just to get some fun facts about the University of Iowa, that one of the things this school is famous for, a tremendous creative writing department. Is that accurate?
Yes. We have the Writer's Workshop here.
The Writer's Workshop.
I don't know much about it.
Cool.
I'm not a...
Yeah, and what
he neither
was,
reads nor writes.
What is your major?
I'm a health promotion student.
Health promotion?
Cheers.
Nice. Okay, health promotion. Like you promote good health, or what is that? What does that mean?
I go to class. We talk about diet and exercise.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's promoting health.
As you can see, it's just
fascinating. Do you ever discuss drinking beer out of an AstroTurf koozie, which is what you're doing right now?
It's a good look.
That's right.
He decided to go green.
I'm going to self-help major.
What were our SATs?
My SATs?
Yes.
Don't answer a question with a question.
I didn't take SAT. We have ACT. Their home offices are here in Iowa City.
Okay. Right. So what had you do?
Right now, I'm actually below average because our test scores are so here. I was a 22, I believe.
Wow.
How is that, folks?
What is the scale?
That measures how prepared you are for college. Okay. I wasn't prepared when I took the ACT.
I don't know. You got the T-shirt and everything. I think you're fine.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't know where our good friend Bill is, but have you ever done any headbutting? I am told that one of the activities that is very popular with some of the football players, the football alumni, headbutting seems to be very, very popular.
That's funny you brought that up because I actually have a scar on my hairline here. Had a disagreement with a large gumball machine years ago.
Sure.
Wow. I knew we picked the right guy out.
Don't let those push you around.
I know we picked the right guy out of the
crowd. But what have we learned from this? It's okay to hit a gumball machine with your head as long as you can comb your hair forward.
Gotta make sure you hit the soft plastic and not the hard plastic.
It's the gumball wizard.
This is fantastic. Well, we want to thank you. What's your first name again?
Ryan.
Ryan, thank you. A nice round of applause for Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Clearly a listener.
Now let me relax, sit back, and it's on to
the
evening in Iowa City.
Festive
night.
Now, last night we were in Iowa City. We started our evening out with a visit with our good friends, the Ginsburg brothers.
Yes. Yeah.
And we want to thank them for making this happen. Mark and Doug Ginsburg, who had a fabulous little party at the top of their jewelry store. They've got a townhouse right in the middle of downtown, and it's got, 16, 17 levels?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's 270 steps.
We get to their jewelry store. They've got the jewelry store down below. Then they've got like an art gallery on the second floor.
Right. Workshop.
And then two more levels to get to the very top, and that's where they have the party. Now, listen, I like these guys well enough, but they have this party at the top of their building, and by the time I'm up there, I'm ready seriously to get the little thingies.
You're gasping for air.
The paddles?
The paddles. Get the paddles on me, but we get there.
You know, they could make you a paddle out of solid gold.
And it was wonderful. We had a nice little VIP meeting with some of the good listeners of the show on KCJJ. It was fantastic. But the evening, that was just the beginning.
Yeah. Well, what happened is we crossed one threshold, courtesy of Mark Ginsburg, was the brown liquor threshold.
Now, Rob, tell me a little bit about this whiskey that they broke out. Templeton Rye.
Are we all familiar with Templeton Rye?
Anybody have Templeton Rye? Oh, look at this. That's
fans here.
It's not the biggest response yet.
Yeah.
Wow. It's an Iowa.
Boy, ladies and gentlemen, Templeton Rye.
Yeah. Good rye. That's good rye.
Stop.
It is a local brand. I believe it was what Al Capone smuggled a lot of during Prohibition.
All right, I'm going to break out a bottle.
A premium rye whiskey. If you're a bourbon guy or even a whiskey guy, it kind of meets in the middle, and it is smooth. It is so smooth that the last time Carrie went to the Ginsburgs, Carrie drank a shot neat at 11 a.m. So, I mean, it's...
Let's just wait a little while. RJ's opening it.
It'll be right there.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
That
Let me see
nice.
If this gets a crowd response. Hey, people, what do you think of this?
They're cheering liquor.
I'd just like to say this is the devil's food right here. Yes, young man, what can we do for you?
We're raising money for Dance Marathon for the kids at the University of Iowa Hospitals and their families for the kids who have cancer there. If anybody would like to donate, we'll take anything you've got.
Listen, if you ever want to get a lock as a donation, walk up to somebody who's doing a radio show and see if they turn you down when they're doing it. We are all literally at the same time. Young man.
Here you go.
Step up to the microphone, young man. Please step up to the microphone.
Everybody be generous.
Anybody who wants to help out the kids at the University of Iowa Hospitals and their families for the kids who have cancer there.
I don't trust this guy.
It's 100% of the profits go to them. They're all raising money for them.
Young man, turn around and face us, please. Yeah. Young man.
There you are. The cause is great.
All right, let me see. Do you have a license?
I've got a name tag. Yeah. You got a name tag. Does that count?
Are you a student at the University of Iowa?
I'm a freshman at the University of Iowa.
Hey,
and where did you go to high school, young man?
I went to high school at North Scott over in Eldridge, Iowa.
Eldridge, Iowa.
By the Quad Cities.
Step over here.
Thank you.
Right. And you are has alcohol crossed your lips this morning at all, son? Very much.
All right,
so.
Off mic.
Legal.
Hey, well, come here. I'll give you $20 if you take off that stupid headband.
Wait, 20?
Yeah.
Right. Really?
It's
that's
for
the
cancer.
Most you've ever spent. Okay.
Be generous,
that's
cancer. Everybody.
Rob
well,
hates
look,
cancer.
If he's lying, I respect your hustle. I've never seen anything like this.
Hey, Phil Spector called. He wants his sunglasses back.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, why do I think this kid's going back to his dorm room and going, what a score?
Because he
beer
is.
Money.
What a score we made today.
It ain't beer. It ain't beer.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, back in Virginia, we have a rule, you know, no panhandling when you're drunk. that's a little rule.
It's
that
a good
we have
rule,
back
Mike.
There. But that's actually look at this. Yeah. He just hijacked our show,
yeah, and it
worked
well. For him.
Yeah. Look at him. He's like, yeah. money.
So Ginzy and Company at the Ginsburg jewelry store. Oh, now wait a minute. If I'd seen the guy with the mohawk, I wouldn't have given you a nickel. I know the mohawk. No danger,
yeah,
danger. Will Robinson all right?
Operating.
You know, I'm having second thoughts about my daughter.
There's a guy with a
school.
Kilt, by the way.
There is a guy with a kilt.
Mr. Kilt Man, could you step up to the microphone? Young man.
No,
thank
more
you, brother.
You.
Thank you. Thank
congratulations
you.
On your hustle.
Step up here.
Back to the set of Jackass.
Hi, what's your name?
Opie.
Oh, my boy. We've had some great success with a guy named
Named
Opie.
He's just going to put his beer and stuff on our broadcast.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, no. What's he doing?
What are you doing with my kilt? What are you doing with your kilt?
He is reaching into his kilt, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a harmonica.
Oh.
Here we go.
Look at this.
Oh, that's pretty.
It's not that good.
What do you call that?
Would you have a harmonica in your kilt?
What do you call
that? Oscar,
what,
can
you just
do
play?
That?
What's the song you just played?
Campfire Love.
It's a little song. It's a little song we like to call I've Been Drinking Since 7 a.m.
Are you sure he's drinking?
Right. I was here at 5:30. Where were you?
What's your name, son?
Opie.
Opie, what's your full name, though?
Timothy Opiegan.
Timothy Opiegan, are you a student here at the University of Iowa?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Are you technically a disappointment?
Actually, I was. Actually, the disappointment actually ran down my mom's leg.
Okay. Oh, jeez, that's terrible.
Please
all right.
Report,
step away from the microphone, you drunk.
The disappointment
the kids,
continues.
Right, the kids enjoyed that one.
That's right. Tom Suter pats him on the back.
Here's
like
the
he just booked George Clooney.
Hey, Tom, man, that was really fabulous. That was really good stuff.
That's why he's a general manager.
It's the best guest we've had on the show yet.
We'll edit that out.
Reminds me of Oscar at 1 o'clock in the morning. Tom, why don't you speak into the microphone? You are a broadcaster,
well,
technically.
That's what happens when you go live sometimes, guys. You never know.
I think Tom's a little live right now.
We should identify where we are. We are live outside of Kinnick Stadium, where just a few hours from now, the Hawkeyes are going to win another football game. We're very excited about
beat
that.
Northwestern.
Go Hawks!
Yeah!
Last night, we're getting to this story. I know I will tell this story before we're out of here today. Started with this little ditty called Templeton Rye.
Mm-hmm. Boy, now, that's good booze.
Let me tell you a little something about myself. I occasionally like a sip of the brown liquor just once in a while.
Right.
And so when this came out, I've never had this particular ditty. And boy, did it taste yummy!
I was really the friend of the devil last night. I said,
you know how
I
can tell
you
it's the friend of the devil? You got that chalk thing happening at the corners of your mouth.
Oh. Maybe
you
a trifle dehydrated.
You got the Larry King.
That was from a late night, Rob.
Maybe
you just
a trifle
made me
want
to wipe my mouth as we're all
but
sitting
just,
here craving
what?
Fluid.
I knew exactly what was going on because I came to Mike and I said, "Smell this." And then it was, boom, off to the races. And he said, let me have a taste. I said, it's over there.
Small batch rye whiskey, and boy,
good.
Is it yummy.
Yeah.
And then it was off to the Ped Mall.
And then?
Right.
And as we're walking to the, what?
I'm just accentuating and then.
Ed McMahon.
Thank you. Anyway, you actually stopped the show there.
Yeah.
It's bad enough you're not doing any news today.
I'm a little proud of that.
That's good.
He has
so
great power.
Oscar says that on the Ped Mall, there is this particular watering hole known as the library.
Yes.
Right.
And
hey, applause from Tommy.
Tommy, you like the library?
I love the library.
Well, let me tell you something. There was a young lady tending bar at that fine establishment last night, and she
Sasha.
Made
Sasha.
I remember Sasha.
Yes.
Yeah.
She made six old farts very happy.
Yes, she did.
We just sat there, and of course, the whole thing was documented on video.
Yes.
And you know, there wasn't anybody there because we were a little early. Yeah.
And I had a favorite moment with Sasha.
What was your favorite moment with Sasha?
Because I think we all had some one-on-one time with her. Yes. But only Oscar is the one who showed a six-minute demo of a reality show on an iPhone
to spread the word.
Say, look, I'm doing a radio show now, but I also have a reality demo. That's here, look, they're telling you
about
Spike.
We're actually Facebook friends now.
I'm surprised he didn't put TV monitors up here to show everybody.
He will be showing after the show, everybody.
Anybody
sure
want to see
ask.
It?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
But the library, this is. I want to tell this story without appearing to be a dirty old man, and there's probably no way I can.
It's already too late.
But let me just say that the student body here at the University of Iowa came out in force last night, and they're just some wonderful-looking people.
Yes. That was a nice way to put it.
And wonderful academic
and waves
program.
Of them. Yes. Now, when I went to college back in the day, you didn't see the girls wearing the 5-inch heels going out for the evening.
No.
You didn't
or
see
the guys.
You
the
didn't or the men.
And the 5-inch skirts.
I occasionally would wear a nice pair of red pumps,
sure.
But that was only for special occasions.
A pair of mules.
But as we just sat there as old farts at the bar, observing and enjoying, and it just got more fun and more fun, and one led to two, led to three.
Yeah, and redouble and redouble.
And then douchebaggery reared its ugly head.
Ensued, yes.
To truly be a douchebag, it requires the fuel. The fuel, which is Jack and Coke, or Diet Coke.
As yeah, Oscar Jack Santana, and, diets, and we will tell the story of how Oscar Santana has once again departed.
The loner.
We'll take a break, and we will come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, live from Kinnick Stadium. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our third segment is brought to you by iConfidential.com. $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank. iConfidential, the safe way to organize, access, and share your documents, pictures, and music anywhere. Use the code TMOS to get the first month free. After that, it's just $7.95 a month. That includes your own 40 gig of organized storage. Now have all your important files available on demand with
amazing.
iConfidential. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website.
Click it.
So, we're at a bar called The Library on the Ped Mall here in Iowa City,
Iowa. Love that place.
Absolutely wonderful evening, and just it makes me want to be a college student again.
Yeah.
All except for the going to school part.
If I could just avoid the classes and the homework.
Which we did the first time around, which is probably why we're disc jockeys.
But boy, oh boy. There are two things that happened, but at the same time, you're just sitting there going, wow, I wish, and then you're just feeling like a dirty old man.
Well,
you should be back in your hotel room watching Barnaby Jones or Cannon or whatever Steve Bridges watches, and you shouldn't be ogling women that are 70 years younger than
you can appreciate.
Actually,
you
made me feel younger instead of older.
Oh, shut up! It made you feel yes, of course.
The only thing that could make a buzz feel older is sitting in a box.
I don't want to say we were.
No.
I don't want to say we were drinking a little alcohol, but Buzz and I hugged last night.
Yes, we did. Oh,
did anybody catch the Buzz Mike hug?
You know, there was a lot of hugging, and Buzz was usually behind that.
Yes,
you know,
I was.
Buzz was as drunk as Buzz gets.
That's true. Yeah.
I will now, in 30 seconds. I will try to capture the levels of an inebriation that occurred last night. It's like, okay, that's been a long day. Let's have one here. Then it's, this is pretty good. Sasha's a really nice looking bartender. This is really fantastic. Then it goes to, oh, man, this is really, what a great idea it was to do this trip. This is fantastic. Then it's like, look at the girls in here. This is fantastic.
I love you,
then the next stage is, I want to hug you.
I love you.
I want to hug
you.
You're
the best.
They missed one stage. And so the second to last stage. Where's Oscar?
Where's Oscar?
Yeah.
He left a brand new drink just to temper on the bar. Like
my friend, the Bolivian bastard, the man with the sunglasses, who says to us two-thirds into the evening, oh, I am just out of my mind. I'm exhausted. I'm hammered. I've had too much. I'm going back to the hotel.
Uh-huh. Well, I actually, no. One, I want to apologize to me mates, because what I did last
not
night.
Not accepted.
What I did, and I want to apologize to Bank of America, who called me this morning, because clearly there were some transactions that went through.
Wow.
But
did you go to the top floor of a bar and make it the vodka room?
I don't know how you could.
Did you like force a bar to have bottle service or something like that?
No, I just don't know how you can spend $2,000 in one night.
Incidentally, he's having a beer
Oscar.
today. He's having a beer today, and oh no! Oh no!
Electronics! Help!
There's 911!
Going to be fine. I was just trying to get this is the sound of Oscar's beer. Empty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would like empty. Another if that's possible.
Please, yeah, sir, may I have another? Yes. So you you said that you were so banged up that you had to go away.
I
and
think
then
in
you
a span of 20 minutes, I had 7 Jack and Diets. And
that's bad because?
Well, I usually don't have that many Jack and Diets in that little time span.
And he also has a thin, waif-like body.
And then he said, I'm hammered, I'm wasted, I can't hang any longer. And I said, Oscar, the fun's just getting started. I'm more festive than you're ever going to see me, and you're leaving? Yeah. And he said, yeah, because if I stay out any longer, I'm going to spend too much money.
Well, here's what happened. Later on, after you, Buzz, and you, Rob, went home, and Mark and I decided we wanted to hang.
Yeah.
Because you know me. Mm-hmm. Once I start the party, I'm the last one to leave the party.
Very true.
I don't want
that. And you were particular.
It's a curse. It's a curse. I'm 52 years old, and I'm going to be in a casket if I keep this up.
In
a
box. I was
so sleepy.
Thank you, Tommy Lane. Appreciate that.
Rob, you were very sleepy.
I've had a couple sleepy nights on this trip when I get very sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Hey, everybody. Good news. The shaking's going to stop.
Mike
just cracked a cold
in. Oh, dear. Mike's having a beer.
All right. Who'd like to step up to the microphone? 12 people, one for each step of my program. but anyway, so you guys go home.
Right.
Because you're smart, and that's why. Although Rob was a little bit this morning, you went home, and it was smart. Mark and I stayed out.
Yeah.
And Oscar was nowhere. And Oscar had said, I'm banged up, I'm not going. And we go to the next bar, Donnelly's.
Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
We go into a bar across the street. Do you like Donnelly's?
No. Tommy applauds every time.
Tommy, is there a watering hole in Iowa City you don't applaud? No, he doesn't have an answer.
Quiet. He's silent.
Is he a broadcaster?
Sort of. He didn't have a microphone.
Speak up to the microphone.
Anywhere.
Come on, Tom. He's not getting paid for this remote.
Tommy, step. I do want to say, I want to give you a compliment, though. You know, for a guy that gets up at like 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning every single day, you maintain a pretty decent drinking schedule, don't you?
Yeah, I don't drink as much as I used to, but, you know, when I can get out, I get. Yeah. I actually almost went to the library last night, but I ditched my parents for dinner already. Didn't think that would look good. But my buddy owns it, so if you guys need anything.
Well, that whole pet mall was fantastic.
Loved it. Loved it.
And we
very good electricity there. Yeah.
We thought that our boy, what was that, Rob?
It was an electric atmosphere.
We thought that our boy Oscar had turned in. And no, what he did was he did what he always does. He's Mr. Loner, Mr. Aloof, Mr. I don't want to hang with my friends, Mr. I'm too good for Steve Bridges and KCJJ and Mike and Rob and Buzz. I'm Mr. I have a reality TV show that's
going to
be
is?
On the Spike Network. So I'm just going to take my overdeveloped pectoral muscles and go. on my own, because you guys are cramping my style.
Exactly.
That's why he split.
He believes he can do better.
That's why
without
he split.
Us.
Yes.
Right.
Well, no. That's not the case.
No. Dick.
Yeah.
Again, I had drank too much, and as I was leaving, I
don't repeat that, young man. Okay, that's it. Mr. O'Meara occasionally gets emotional, and that I'm not proud of what I just said. Okay. I will never say it again. I promise you. Okay.
Hey,
it's a bad thing I just did.
Don't get into radio.
You dick.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, sorry about that.
The people that really won was Bank of America, as I mentioned.
Right.
The people of that lovely establishment. I think Rob and Buzz won because I woke up and I just didn't disappoint you guys.
Right.
I disappointed myself.
Well, you know what happened? I was still in bed. Oscar came into my room wearing his underwear and laid in bed with me.
Yes, I did.
I didn't like that.
It was really
also,
awkward.
Mark lost because I didn't know Mark travels with his own pillow.
I do.
Well, I think the whole show, the whole trip, Road Trip 2011 is filled with homosexual undertones.
Oh, yeah.
And overtones.
Not that there's anything wrong with
it. But let me say this, that when you walked in, I was happy to see you guys.
I'm so glad.
Well, you were. You were.
I was happy.
I bet Mike was happy to see you.
You know what? He was not happy. He was caught.
Yeah.
He was caught.
Nailed.
Nabbed. What's the first rule?
Busted.
What's the first rule of RV Club?
Bros before hoes.
The first, bros before hoes.
Yes.
You don't leave a man behind in a bar.
That's right.
If you're going to go to another bar.
Right.
I understand that I sit next to you, Mr. Santana, and I don't have the same youth and the energy and the same bod that's designed for reality television. I know I'm a fat old man, and I've got a shaved head, and I know that I don't meet your standards for all your hoes, your dirty little hoes that you pursue all the time.
They're children
when you're not eating lean cuisines in your one-bedroom apartment. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Tell him.
My feelings were desperately hurt last night.
Were they?
Yes.
They were desperately hurt.
I didn't seem that way.
I didn't care. But no, I felt dissed, and that's why I believe. When did I fire him? What time did I fire him? When we got there?
Right when we saw him.
That's it. Seriously, this is how wasted I was. I was sitting there going, he is never working on this show again.
Wow.
He does not care to be with us. He does not have any support for us. He is all about himself.
The loner.
And then I fired you about an hour later.
You fired me on the way home.
Oh, I fired you because you farted in the car.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that's reasonable.
Exactly right.
That's fair.
I literally was in. I had gone to the dark side so far.
You've got
to
be firm. Mike.
I am sitting there, and we're driving along. And RJ, thank you for being the designated driver last night.
Yes.
And we're driving along, and I hear from the back, Mr. Ronick, and I'm like, okay. You know what? That's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's what it was.
As I was piggybacking.
Disrespectful. That's what he kept saying.
We are a nation. We are a whole crowd.
What, Rob? Would you like to start again? Rob's probably the most banged up of all of us. I think today.
Sure,
absolutely.
Say that. We are a nation.
Start again.
Among us, we are a nation of farters. All of us. But Mark's farts smell the worst.
They do.
They
thank
really
you. Thank
do.
You
smelled it, and you weren't even in the car.
I know. I think really, and here's, you know, they don't sell this at their jewelry store, but speaking of Mark's wind breakage, here's a little plug for the Ginsburg Brothers Bratwurst.
Yes.
Which I think ought to be put in a store.
That's exactly it's very right.
You know what? Sell it in stores. Yeah. That's how tasty that
you
was.
You fired him a second time?
I said, when you do this in a car and it smells that bad, to me, that is disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
You're fired.
Yeah.
A reasonable response.
Wow.
And you're fired.
Mike, you have fired how many people so far?
On this trip?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All of you.
Yes,
all
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah.
You can't fire me.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I know. That's right, because you work for free.
Right. Thank you.
Hey, how about RJ Diaz, who works for free? Isn't
that
correct?
That's awesome.
That's right.
Yeah, where's my freedom ends the end of this week.
Where's that little German fedora that you wear around? Maybe you could pass the hat for that. That would be fabulous. But anyway, all is fine. We wake up this morning thanks to our good friends here. Once again, Bill Windauer.
Yeah, Bill.
Is Bill floating around here, or is
can
he on the black
him?
Bus?
No, yeah, we
because I want to say hello
to
Bill.
We should get him on.
I want to say hi to Hat Peterson also, who's University of Iowa, I think class of 1985.
Right.
Both these guys, I believe, defensive linemen
for
the Iowa Hawkeyes. And Mark and Doug Ginsburg. Guys, thank you so much last night. What a
very
great
kind.
Time it
really
was.
Nice.
Thank you.
As great.
Always.
Wonderful. Thank
as
you.
As always.
I think one of the Ginsburg brothers is definitely more in his cups than the other one. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's one guy I think wakes up about 6 o'clock in the morning. He's like,
hi, Doug.
He's right there.
But then I'm told you're the harder worker of the two.
That's right.
Go figure, huh?
The harder you
it's
work.
Kind of like us.
The harder you drink.
That's right. Absolutely. But man, you know, really, if you get a chance to see a beautiful, beautiful store. Come to Ginsburg Brothers here.
Oh, yeah.
And Ginsburg's Jewelry Store. Just amazing place. And I love that, man. I love that top floor you have. You have a view of Iowa City. And now I'm going to stop talking about you because you're tapping your foot. All right. Very good. Is it all good? Want to make sure, you know? I mean, everybody.
Don't piss him off. You'll fire you.
Those are fighting words.
The reason every interview we're doing with everybody is a kiss-ass interview, and I'll tell you why, because we want to come back.
Yes, we do.
We do.
We definitely want to come back.
We love this.
Here.
We'll come back next year and be rude, I promise.
All right. We're going to take. Do we have one more that we have
final
to take?
One more break.
One more break. When we come back, we will wrap things up here outside of Kinnick Stadium.
Yeah.
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks!
We'll be right back.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our final segment is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. Check out Amazon for everything Halloween, from costumes to decorations to trick-or-treat candy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Even the candy.
You can get candy
fun
on
Fun size
Amazon.
Or full size,
you know,
whatever you like.
The speakers that you guys are hearing the show on right now are from Amazon.
Bought these at Amazon.
Yeah.
Buy all your stuff there.
Overnight delivered, yes.
For you late downloaders. Thank you, RJ. For you late downloaders and early shoppers, it's not too late for Christmas.
That's right.
Yes, it is. you shouldn't do your Christmas shopping right
well,
now.
Well, see, some people will not hear this broadcast for 5 months.
What Halloween. That's not even Halloween. You don't get Christmas
stuff. Some of our listeners are behind, so they'll hear
God
this at
sake.
Christmas.
All right. Happy Halloween, and thank you for shopping at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. The number one way to support this show is to buy on Amazon.
I'll take
and,
that
your
out.
Friend's what, back.
What's that?
From the crowd.
All right. All right.
Yes. Attention, all you Hawkeye fans out there. We're trying to raise money for.
No, you did that already. You
we're
did that on our show.
Right. We're trying to raise money again for Dance Marathon. For any of you who want to help out the kids at the University of Iowa Hospitals with the cancer.
Yeah. Right.
Trying to raise money for them and their families. Anybody want to donate anything?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for using our PA.
You know
good luck. Thank you, young man.
That man is
thank
a cancer.
That man does drugs.
Headband.
What's your major, son? So, another like kind of health related thing.
Physical therapy.
Yeah.
I'd like to let him help me out.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that guy, like, you know, you blow a knee out, you know, you go to him. Yeah. Right. He's sitting there going, "Hey, you don't have a chance." I'd sit home and eat peanut M&M. You're not getting better.
Yeah. Or he'd hit you up for a couple of bucks.
What?
He'd hit you up some money for some money.
Yeah, he would indeed. So, Oscar, that's it.
I'm
there's no more. Want to make sure that I got all the details here.
So, I'm not fired.
Well, you're not fired.
Okay.
No. Let me see.
Show's not over.
Now, so, Mark, you get to ride the bus home?
Yeah.
You know what? Tomorrow we are going to leave. We want to discuss the departure time. Tomorrow.
All right. 6 a.m.
No, I believe, RJ, I don't want to linger all day. No. I know I told you that they're bringing the equipment back at 10 o'clock.
We can talk to Roman and get that squared away.
What time do you guys want to be on the road tomorrow?
I had originally set 9:30, but we've got to do some equipment transfer, so it's probably going to be closer to 10:30, I think.
10:30, wheels up, RV rolling, we are headed back.
Staircase in.
Well, if you think
10:30, is that acceptable for everybody?
I think so.
That means we could have another night in Iowa.
Yeah.
All right. Are we all going to your house after the game, Steve Bridges? That's fantastic. Wow.
Thank you, Steve.
As he shakes his head no.
And incidentally, we are, for those of you that are listening to the show right now, this should be available, I would say, hopefully, the end of November, beginning of December, correct?
What's it, the video?
Our video.
Yes, absolutely.
Gain, our videographer, who has documented everything. Let me tell you, you want to have a little fun with co-eds? Mm-hmm. You have a cameraman follow you into a bar.
That's how you pick up chicks.
In this land of Jersey Shore, ladies and gentlemen, everybody thinks they're on a reality show.
It's better than Axe Body Spray.
Right, and the only time I got in trouble is when we were standing outside the library where they had a lane and a line, excuse me.
Or a lane.
It's almost over, Mike.
And a lane was there, too.
They almost they had a line, and I stood out there, and I did like a stand-up going, and these are at Iowa City on a Friday night before the big game. It's fantastic. Reporting for Northwestern University Television.
Oh, geez.
And they all went,
boo.
Yeah, it was like, everybody, attack.
Yeah.
Attack. It was wonderful.
He's a funny man.
Yeah, so I'm a funny guy. And it was great because walking into, there was one other, was it Brothers?
Yes.
Is that the last place?
That was the
went?
Big place.
That's
that we
the loudest place.
Oh, Tommy Lang. What
Tommy
happened?
Lang putting the thumb down
thumbs
for Brothers.
Down.
No, not a fan.
What's about
I was once accused of stealing tips there.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'd put the money down and grab the change or something. I was buying Jaeger bombs for a bunch of guys.
So you were caught.
And they all put in one, so I picked up some ones and put down a 10. And she just saw me picking up the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Costanza.
Did you say it was for cancer?
Yeah. It made all the pain go away.
Well,
now, Oscar, at any point, did you use the phrase last night, money is no object?
Because
I've seen that
before. No. Yes. I have said that.
Yes. That was a beautiful night.
This morning I said it's just money after I got off the phone in tears.
Yeah. All right, now, America. As we wind things down here, I wanted to get kind of an Iowa football primer from somebody. I just feel like I don't know what the etiquette. Tommy, it's going to be you. You got to.
Okay.
What do I need to know going into the state? Now, I'm wearing my gold because you said we're going to be in a gold section.
Right,
yeah.
And that's what you do. Now,
First of all, don't sneak into Templeton Rye. They will find that.
Well, I'm not doing that. That's going to go back home on the bus.
But do they pat you down?
Yeah, oh yeah.
They do.
All right. They'll check you.
And they'll pat you down.
And inside, is there a food item that's popular here? Anything
No, everything's extremely expensive.
Don't buy a thing.
Okay.
No, eat out here. There's plenty of great food anywhere at any of these
tailgates. It smells great.
Is there any particular cheer that I should know?
They banned one that was a lot of fun. What? Mm-hmm.
IA,
sure, he's got half of it.
IA? Boy, that really motivated me. Just
depending on what section you're in, they will raise giant flags, one that has each letter of Iowa.
Hey,
and if you're in that quarter of the stadium, you chant that letter.
Okay, I understand.
I-O-W-X.
And what were the T-shirts the kids were wearing last night?
I only want alcohol. I-O-W-A, I only want
alcohol.
Yeah, right. Sorry,
go. I said it's a T-shirt.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that might be something we have to recreate. But other than that, and when I get up to conduct the Iowa Hawkeye marching band, how many strong are they? Like 400 strong, something
sure.
like that?
Let's go with that one.
There's a lot marching of band.
Tommy,
I try
so hard to connect
Tommy
with
Tommy. Details.
When Tommy,
I really, Rob, I try so hard to connect with Tommy. It's like talking to a corpse.
No,
it really is.
When you need news in Iowa, Tommy Lang.
Tommy Lang. That's
Lang
what I'm doing.
There.
I'm talking. Get Bridges. Get over here. I'm talking to the news guy.
Tommy hasn't learned Mike O'Mara speak yet. He needs to just give you those answers.
Bam, bam, bam.
That's right.
All right. Any advice?
Just fired you, Tommy.
Any advice you can give me, Steve, for going into the stadium?
Don't buy the popcorn.
Don't buy the
popcorn.
So smooth. Don't buy the popcorn, my man. Why? Why is that?
Oh, it's bad.
Bad popcorn.
Bad popcorn. You know what?
I can think of no better ending for this show. That's it. Steve Bridges, yay! Tommy Lang, yeah. Thank you very much, guys. We love you.
We love you, Tommy.
Fantastic job, really. We love you guys. We love coming out here.
Our wonderful crowd.
This is great. Everybody, yeah. Thank you for
thank you all.
Enjoying our little show today.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Want to thank Bill Windauer, class of 73, for making this thing happen from the Alumni Association. Hat Peterson, also Mark and Doug Ginsburg. Thank you guys so very, very much. Ginsy, Roman Terrell, and also the Holiday in Coralville, Steve Bridges, Kevin Colston, and Castens. That's right. And I'll be conducting the band shortly, guys. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services. Encore made this whole thing happen, and we really want to thank them.
Yeah.
Do we have a contact name at Encore that we can say thank
you?
No,
he preferred that we don't.
He preferred.
Yes.
Want to thank Donald Trump of Encore Insurance Services, ladies and gentlemen. We are back to Washington, D.C. tomorrow in an RV. We will be you'll be hearing this show on KCJJ on Monday's program.
Yep.
And then we are back with a brand-new program on Tuesday. For everybody, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, the people of Iowa! Yay! Phil Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Go Hawkeyes!
Big potty.